This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. And although our background music is a little bit soft tonight, we can still hear it. So I think we're on the air. And we being Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. It's a show where anyone can call in and take control of the airwaves. That means you can bring up anything that's on your mind. The number to call tonight is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. The word spells out the word free. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. That's our Skype name. And bring up anything that's on your mind. So, I want to start off the show tonight by staging a little bit of an intervention with you, Mark.
I'm ready.
And an intervention?
Just know that I'm doing this because I care about you.
Wait a minute.
I'll take your word for it.
I have some stuff I want to talk to you about, honestly, okay. as a friend, because, you know, we've worked together for many years. I've known you for a long time. You and I both actually moved to New Hampshire about 8 years ago around the same time.
Almost the same time, yeah.
Even though we didn't know each other personally then. I had been listening to Free Talk Live, so I kind of knew you but not knew you personally.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, we've had a connection for a while, so I care about you, right? And I feel sad when I see people I consider friends or care about doing stuff that might be frustrating or feel like a waste of time. You know, and causing them headaches and stress. And if you're just listening tonight for the first time, you may not understand the background of this, so I'm going to, like, lay it out a little bit here. As I mentioned, Mark and I have both, you know, separately moved to New Hampshire as because we're interested in the Free State Project. And what is the Free State Project? Well, it's a group of people who are interested in getting more freedom in their lives. And whatever that means to them, they're going to move to New Hampshire and get active for freedom in whatever way they kind of choose and think is best. So there's a lot of people who have moved to New Hampshire to get more freedom, some of them before the Free State Project ever even existed, just because New Hampshire has no sales tax, no income tax. It's generally kind of considered a freer place to live, I think, than maybe some of the surrounding places like Massachusetts or something like that.
I think it's undeniable. The Mercatus Center has rated New Hampshire the freest state in the union 3 out of the 5 times they've rated them, 5 out of the 5 times they've been in the top 5, and it, as I understand it, they're going to be number 1 on the next one, but we'll see.
That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of palpable, you know, especially if you've lived
in... Live free or die.
Yeah. You come into New Hampshire, and, I mean, ironically, it's emblazoned on the license plates, which you're forced to get if you want to drive a car. But nonetheless, it does say live free or die. So at least they're paying kind of lip service to freedom. But, yeah, it does sort of have more of a independent kind of take responsibility for your own stuff and, you know, you live by your own merits type of feeling to it when you go into New Hampshire. And so we moved here because we're interested in freedom. Now, when I first moved to New Hampshire, I thought a good way to get freedom was perhaps to get involved in the political system and try to influence the state politics. And a lot of people also had the same idea. It's not, they kind of go out of their way in the wording of the agreement that you sign when you state your interest in the Free State Project, they kind of go out of their way to not exclude people who are not interested in politics. They paint a big umbrella. They Yep. make it a big tent. So the way it's worded, it's supposed to be welcoming to both people who want to work within the political system and people who want to work outside the political system to get more freedom for themselves and others in their lifetime.
Right. The suggestion is that even though I think the Free State Project was set up by somebody who wants to work within the system, for people who want to work within the system, the understanding is that we may not know everything, and therefore you need to keep yourself open to people with other ideas. And obviously you can't keep them out, so you might as well let them in. And that's the idea, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. That's kind of what I was getting at, that it's worded to be welcoming to everyone, but there is sort of a subtext of, well, working within the political system is kind of the strategy that at least the person who founded the Free State Project or thought of the idea would prefer to choose. And he now lives in New Hampshire. He's actually a professor at Dartmouth. Jason mm-hmm. Sorens was the person who came up with the idea for the Free State Project. Anyway, so we moved to New Hampshire. When I first came here in 2006, I thought, well, what could I get active on? Well, I'll get into the political system, try to learn about New Hampshire politics. And at the time, I was in medical school, and I thought, well, medical marijuana, what a great issue to get involved with, because, you know, we all know that there's, you know, it's a valuable medicine. For some people, it has therapeutic effects. For instance, cancer patients, you know, they can't keep food down. It has real anti-nausea effects, pain-relieving effects. And people should be able to put whatever they choose into their body, you know, especially if they claim it benefits them in some way. Who is the state to put a sick person in jail because they want to ingest part of a plant? So I got in the political system, and I started testifying at the state house and getting involved with these email campaigns, you know, writing to the legislators and stuff like that. And it was just a dismal failure at every point.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you failed. I mean, medical marijuana is now the law in New Hampshire.
Is it? I mean, I'm so disconnected from it at this mm-hmm. point that I wasn't even really aware of that.
It's a pathetic medical marijuana law, yeah. But it is the law here, and it is the law in about half of the states in the union to some level or another. And I think that's one of the things I'd say about politics is that it can be very demoralizing in the short term. You have to stick with things into the long term.
Well, it sounds like it's still demoralizing in the long term, because for those people who wish that sick people would be able to, or healthy people should be able to ingest a flower bud if they want to, or if it makes them feel better, and not risk being thrown in a cage, then yeah, it's still demoralizing, because that is not okay under the current political climate. So what I experienced working in politics was just lots of compromise, to the point of what you were initially trying to get, you were not going to get. You were going to have to get maybe 10% of that, and maybe it would take years and years, and you'd spend a lot of money and a lot of time. I remember driving down to the New Hampshire State House to testify on these important bills. I would get these email alerts and come testify this day. So I would, you know, take the day off from the work that I was doing and go drive down to the State House to testify, and the legislators wouldn't even show up because it was snowing or something like that.
That happened to you once, right?
It happened to me a couple times, yeah. And
most of the legislative work in New Hampshire is done during the winter because I think largely
they want to keep people out.
They want to keep people out of it, and a lot of people leave New Hampshire during the winter.
Yeah,
people that residents go down to Florida for 3 months out of the year or something like that.
Yeah. So anyway, I had these frustrating experiences, and eventually I just started to think about it, and I was like, you know, do I even really agree with the system in the first place? No, I think, you know, you're playing a rigged game when you play politics. You're playing by someone else's rules. It's not possible to make meaningful change within the system, or else they wouldn't let that happen. It wouldn't be the case.
Meaningful
right?
change isn't really what the government's set up for, right? Like they want
right.
if anything, they want slow, plodding change.
Yeah, they want the status quo to continue to reign, because they benefit from the status quo. And yeah, like Emma Goldman said, if voting changed anything, it would be illegal. And
it's what one lady said.
Yeah,
who
but
had
it's an
no
apt quote.
Luck doing anything other than writing some stuff, right? Like she.
Oh no, she actually did a lot. She did. You know that she distributed pamphlets about birth control, which was illegal at the time, and she got put in jail for that. And
I'm not saying she didn't. Okay, she achieved. Right? Like, she achieved putting pamphlets in people's hands.
She achieved a great deal. She put out thoughts that were revolutionary to many people, and I think she did actually have a lasting change by impacting the hearts and minds of people.
Go on with your explanation before we...
Okay, yeah. Well, just to
in here.
Just to get this all out, just to lay this out, Mark, you have been involved in politics. So I made the decision to move away from politics. I decided it wasn't worth the frustration, the hassle, and I don't believe in their system, and I don't want to endorse it in any way by participating in it. And I believe I'm happier and better off for that. But I see you spending your time. You know, you recently went to the Republican state convention to try to change their platform. You were going to try to get gay marriage into the Republican platform, and you had your reasons for doing this, which you laid out, and I'm sure you'll talk about those. But what happened was about two-thirds of these Republican people voted to keep the platform the way it is without gay marriage included in it. And not only that, but the choice was between putting gay marriage in the platform and voting that marriage is a fundamental institution of society, which either way, you're kind of compromising. So what I wanted to talk to you about was you know, why you chose to do this, if you think it was worth it, and if you're going to continue to do it. Okay. So I hope we can talk about that. If you have thoughts about participating in the political system or not, you can call us at 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie,
and Brian,
and Mark.
You can listen to Free Talk Live 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Get the archives of our show right on our website, which is freetalklive.com. There you can subscribe to our podcast feed, catch our SoundCloud page, or just download the last 7 nights of archives right up at the top of the website there at freetalklive.com. And, of course, Free Talk Live is a show where you can call about anything at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Yeah, and if you're looking to perhaps get that extra edge, get a little bit of energy, get some focus, I want you to look into modafinil from modup.net. They offer really affordable modafinil, and it is a generic, but trust me, the quality's there. And to prove it, they have been the number one sponsor for Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project.
I think we've been pronouncing it wrong all along.
Yeah, no, but I hit it there. And
nootropic.
Absolutely.
That's the problem when you make up a new word.
Yeah, right. But they are really on the bleeding edge of this, of nootropics. And that's, and they're proving it. I mean, when you're involved with Reddit, that's as serious as it gets. That's where the internet goes to get a lot of their, where the internet goes to get its information. I mean, when you're going to the information source to get information, that's really something. So, and of course, there's been plenty of studies, some showing 1 in 5 students, get an advantage from the cognitive enhancer that modafinil is. So you can check out modup.net, look into, now this is, again, this is a worldwide company, okay, and Free Talk Live is a worldwide show. So look into your local, your local laws and regulations and whichever, but believe me, ModUp wants to serve you. So go to modup.net if you're looking for modafinil. Use Bitcoin, you'll get a 33% discount. And no matter what you use, if you use the code FTL, you'll get 10 free tablets of modafinil. This is really high quality stuff, and they do a world class service. But modup.net.
All right. We are staging an intervention, or I'm at least attempting to stage an intervention with Mark about his participation in politics. And does this actually make you happy? And we're going to talk about that more. But first, let's go to the phones. This is a show where you can call and take control of the airwaves. First, we're going to talk to Rusty, listening in Houston, Texas. Hi, Rusty. You're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy, y'all. I just wanted to tell Mark, thank you for being involved in politics, because it's essential. You can win the hearts and minds of people, or you can out-organize them. What you're doing, being involved in politics, hopefully is organizing other like-minded people, so when that candidate comes along, they see, yes, there's a pool to draw from, either for financial resources or for volunteer resources. And you're going to have to – you're learning the game. You're learning the ins and outs of it. And tell a Republican to another, I've been to state convention. Sometimes you go and you're the only one there who's representing liberty or has these ideas, but – you being there has a huge impact. You expose other people to it who are involved. You may convert some over to your side on issues.
Rusty, I just want to let you know, this is the multiple, how many years have you been doing this, Mark? You've done this before. You've tried to change the Republican platform before.
Yeah, this is my second go around at the as a delegate to the state convention. What they do, just to be clear, the delegates here vote on the platform for the Republican Party. There's no lawmaking that goes on. This is simply a mission statement for the Republican Party. And what I've tried to do, one of my goals was to remove marriages between one man and one woman from the state party platform and replace it with something that was somewhat innocuous, nonetheless, that was what my hope was.
So, but there could still be right Republicans who didn't agree with that, right? And who could, even if the platform got changed and it now does not say marriages between one man and one woman.
It's completely non-binding, right? Like anybody, any Republican legislator.
So you tried to pass a non-binding thing, didn't even get that to happen. You've spent a day of your life, a weekend of your life?
I wouldn't call it a weekend, no. We arrived, it started at 9, I probably rolled in about 9:30. Mm-hmm. I had a breakfast sandwich and some coffee while I chatted with some people out in the hallway. I really didn't do much of anything while the politicians bloviated on stage about how important it was for us to vote for the most milquetoast Republicans that they could trot in front of us, including Scott Brown. And,
oh boy.
Who was the worst voting Republican in the Washington Washington, D.C. So, I mean, you know, there was a lot of that going on, but I was chit-chatting with Free Staters and people I knew out in the hallway. And then when it was time to vote, I went in and I heard people who, full of what appeared to be bile and hate yammering on about Sharia law and, you know,
Wow.
You know, Jesus and all these
is
things.
There, is Sharia law a threat to New Hampshire?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's in the Republican Party platform.
Wow. Rusty, any final thoughts?
Yeah, that's the same process down here in Texas where you submit platform amendments and stuff like that. We had a gay individual retroactive therapy plank put in our platform by the religious right. And, you know, us being there, we put pressure on our state chair, and eventually he came out against it. But we had to have those people there to just keep hounding them on it, be like, this is horrible, it's going to kill us. Because what happens is when you try to go talk to somebody, a constituent or a voter or undecided, so usually you can cite the platform and be like, well, this is what we stand for. That's kind of how it's pitched. This is what we believe in.
Yeah, I got you, Rusty. Thanks for the call tonight and sharing your experience. Let's talk to Pizza Guy in Fargo, North Dakota. Hey, Pizza Guy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello? Going well, Pizza Guy. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, sorry about that. I just got back in from my delivery. So, yeah, I...
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, you're very welcome. I'm very well paid for it. I know this isn't a tech show, but you do have the Golden Stallion on, I assume. And I was very intrigued because, yeah, Facebook did push that messenger onto me, and I hate it because it's on top of my Droid. And I was just wondering what I go to the Google Play Store to find to replace that so that I can still use.
Sure. There's actually a great replacement for it. Now, to give a little backlog
here.
Yeah,
let's reset.
Yeah, Facebook Messenger recently, you have the Facebook app and then you have Facebook Messenger. All of these big companies are going into the multi-app platform where they want a bunch of apps. And it seems like that's what people want. Like Facebook owns Instagram, and they have another one coming out soon called Moments that is supposed to relocalize social networking, which I predicted would happen. But that's another story. But Facebook Messenger is this privacy nightmare, okay, because they removed Messenger from you. You can't use it in the Facebook app anymore. You have to have Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, so basically, if you want to use Facebook and use the message functionality, the private message functionality within Facebook, you have to have a separate app now.
Yeah, and Messenger has all of these, you know, permissions, one of them being like that it can actually call. It can make a phone call from your own phone.
Okay. I don't see why that bothers anybody.
Yeah, no, I mean, who cares, you know? We're going to call 911 for your safety. I mean,
Well, actually, a lot of apps have those scary permissions.
Absolutely.
You know? Most of them have to want to access your camera and your speaker and microphone.
Right, absolutely. And admittedly, Google does a piss-poor job of describing what all those actually mean, because they may not be as scary as they sound, admittedly. But all the same, I think Facebook is an atrocious company.
They certainly aren't concerned about your privacy.
So what you want to get is called Chat Secure. Okay, Chat Secure is the name of it. It's by the Guardian Project, and that will allow you to use Facebook Messenger without using Messenger.
Thanks for the call, Pizza Guy. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733, from politics to online privacy. Bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-450-3, Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show. Tonight it's me here, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Call us at 855-450-3733. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Still want to talk more about Mark's political intervention that we're staging here. I want to have a conversation about, you know, what's motivating you to continue playing politics. But we do have some phone calls to get to also, as well as this message.
Yeah, from My Magic Mud. Now, My Magic Mud is a...
the greatest stuff on earth.
It's really great stuff. I cannot...
I would not say that's unfair to call it the greatest stuff on earth.
Yep. I actually went to Las Vegas, as you know, for a few days. I didn't bring my Magic Mud with me. I just, you know, threw some toiletries in the bag. And I can tell the condition of my teeth is different after the trip than it was before. Like, I didn't use it for 4 days or something like that, 5 days maybe. And I can sort of feel the tartar showing up on the sort of ridges of my teeth and that kind of thing. I just feel different. They don't feel as clean as they normally do. And it's because of My Magic Mud. Now, I don't use it daily. You don't need to. You use it daily for the first 7 days or 7 to 10 days. And then after that, you switch off to every other day or every third day. And it's fine. But it's a tooth polisher. It goes in. It really gets the bacteria out of your mouth in a way. Your mouth is going to feel cleaner than it ever has before. It's good for people who have sensitive teeth because it helps with that. also doesn't have a taste. Go, and don't take my word for it, go and check out the interview with biological dentist Dr. Griffin Cole at MyMagicMud.com, because he has a lot of interesting things to say about and explains a lot of the benefits of My Magic Mud. It's MyMagicMud.com. It was created by Jessica Armand, and she's a liberty-loving homeschool mother of three, and it is an incredible product. I cannot recommend it highly enough. MyMagicMud.com.
All right, let's go right to the phones at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday show. Talk to Billy in North Carolina. Oops. Hey, Billy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
I just want to talk about politics super quick. I'm 14 years old, and I have recently wrote a letter to the Air Mission Agency in the state that I live in, North Carolina, and also to the White House.
You wrote a letter?
To which agency?
The Air Emission Agency.
Air Emission Agency. All right.
Okay, what did it say?
So, I came up last year, I was in eighth grade, and I came up with an idea that if biomass is trash transferred into energy, then if we take landfills, every landfill in America, or almost all of them, we make somewhat of the landfill land into biomass plants, where the trash can be made into energy, will reduce pollution from energy plants. We'll still have energy plants in running, but there will be less pollution going to our ozone layer. And then
now, that's an interesting idea, Billy, but, I mean, couldn't you do that privately, like maybe start a company that converted biomass into energy instead of doing it through the political system? What do you think about that idea?
Actually, you know what, Billy? I think your passion is positively admirable. I think it's phenomenal, and I think this is a serious issue that needs some solving. And but like Stephanie said, I'd recommend writing to Elon Musk. And I mean that seriously. I think he would love to hear from a 14-year-old that has this kind of idea and this much passion about the planet. Because believe me, whatever government agency you want to write to isn't gonna do anything.
You're
for
probably
you.
Talking over the politicians' heads, frankly.
Yeah, yeah.
Did they write back?
They
to
are
you,
not
Billy?
As smart as you, Billy.
Did you receive
probably,
a
they're
response?
They're probably getting the letter and they're probably like, duh.
Well, they
got
might
it.
Throw it right in the trash. And did you ever receive any kind of response?
I just recently sent it out, but you said Eli Musk? Or
Elon. It's E-L-O-N Musk.
And Elon okay. Musk is from Tesla Motors.
Yeah, he's an entrepreneur, a venture capitalist. He runs Tesla. This is a guy that is genuinely working to try and build the future, and I think he would love ideas like this. And I told I am really, Billy, that is awesome to hear someone calling in about that.
Yeah, thanks so much for the call,
so
Billy.
And
appreciate it.
Thank you for your sacrifice with politics, Mark.
Thank you, Billy.
Now, I mean, I don't get, Mark, you've had two callers now. Thank you for your service or your sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Why? What did you actually accomplish besides wasting your time? And I mean that
thank
seriously.
Thank you for wasting my time.
I'm saying that because I care about you and I don't want to see you waste your time, just like I don't want to waste my own time. What did you actually accomplish by going to this Republican delegation?
Well, let's talk about it first. So,
okay, well, we do have another call
okay,
on the line.
Go ahead.
Sorry, let's go first to Benjamin, listening on Skype or calling on Skype. Hi, Benjamin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. Okay, so it's interesting you're having this discussion because I kind of want to bring up something tangentially related that you guys were talking about last week when you had a caller call up and want to tell you how to get or tell people how to get removed from the voter rolls. And
right.
Huh?
Right.
Yeah, oh, yeah, just yeah. Agreeing. Last week we did have somebody call in. I think it was, Sleepy Salsa?
Yeah, something like that.
Who talked about how he unregistered to vote. And you can hear the archive of that at archives.freetalklive.com. So go ahead, Benjamin.
Yeah, so I wanted to agree that if you are despise politics, your vote is meaningless, so don't do it. In fact, it is irrational to invest time and energy into something to which you will essentially have no effect over.
That's I agree with you completely.
I like okay, you use absolute terms like no effect and you know things like that. And I like to use terms like unlikely and statistically insignificant. So, for instance, the things I like to say to people is,
isn't that functionally no effect?
Functionally, yes, but the fact is your vote can make a difference, especially when you're in a room with 413 people voting on something, that, you know, the vote could be separated by one person. Now, the point I like to make to people is, look, Barack Obama won New Hampshire by 60,000 votes. If I voted, you know, regardless of who I voted for in the presidential election in 2012, that fact doesn't change. Now, if I was given a gift from God to go back and change my, what was that noise?
Are you okay, Benjamin?
That was my chair.
It sounds like a skill saw ripped right through you. If I got to go back, God gave me the ability to change my vote right now, to be able to change the election, nothing would change. He won by 59,999 or 60,001 or whatever it was. Nothing changes because my vote doesn't matter. Does it count? Yes, it counts, but it doesn't matter because it doesn't change anything. Go ahead.
No, so I agree with that. In fact, I understand people who just don't want to be involved in electoral politics. I go and I vote, but I invest no time in voting except for going to the place, and it's right next door, so it doesn't make much of a difference. But I don't invest time in looking into the issues more so than what I've been interested in. I don't dive deeper into it.
Hold on a second, Benjamin. I mean, I actually used to take that tack, but then I just stopped doing that entirely because I believe that freedom is not on the ballot. And so anytime you go into those polling places, get the form and check that box, you're actually putting a little bit of your moral support into the system. And that's why I stopped participating, because I just didn't want to have any part of it.
I get that, but for, like, you say it's never on the ballot, but you can walk in, at least where I live, and sometimes something like a bill to raise property taxes or sales taxes will be on the ballot. And so I just open it up. I go, well, that's stupid. And I vote no.
Yeah.
So I invest almost no time, and I at least do that. And by the way, if I get the moral support or whatever of the system, but if NASA says, hey, would you like 10 whips or 12? Go ahead and say 10, and then spend your time saying, but I'd rather not get whipped at all. And in the meantime, 10's fine.
Yeah, I don't push so hard against, like, the idea of not voting as personally worthless I feel that it is, you know, going to vote. But I don't push so much against people voting. I'm more concerned about people becoming politicians, because this really doesn't get done without taking some kind of money. And even the people that say, I'm running on an education platform, meaning that, look, I know I'm not going to win, but I'm just going to get the word out.
Are you talking about Ian?
Or whoever, Ron Paul. I mean, that's what everybody says Ron Paul did. It's like, okay, well, he knew he wasn't going to win. He was just running on an education platform. How much money did Ron Paul have? Did he earn in his PACs to do all that? Millions of dollars. Look, I've got...
And then there were allegations of mismanagement.
Sweat. Mm-hmm. South Dakota, $500,000. You could buy a city and build yourself a little paradise, okay, with the money that it costs to become a politician.
It's
we
true.
Could be buying
what,
out the
what
country.
What has the greatest impact? Benjamin, thank you for calling tonight. This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday edition, 855 450 free.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Bellawood Flooring has changed its finishing process. So for the first time ever, Lumber Liquidators is clearing out their current stock of Bellawood at unbelievable prices. Get Bellawood Red Oak Solid Prefinished Hardwood for an incredible $2.99 per square foot. That's over 30% off already low prices. Even stunning solid Bellawood Bolivian Rosewood for an amazing 51% off. These are not seconds. This is first quality with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest to you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, these clearance deals end Tuesday.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Mark and Ian hosting the show. Our website, freetalklive.com, where you can find archives of our past shows and connect with us on social media. It's, what is it, news.freetalklive.com?
Puts you in touch with everything. Yeah.
Okay, you get our Facebook, Twitter, and all our social media and our email updates list. So
the updates is really kind of cool if you want to be in the know in the news for Free Talk Live.
Indeed, news.freetalklive.com. Now, we are talking about politics and the big decision of what, how much energy and time you want to invest in participating in the system, if any. We'll get right back to that, but your calls also are welcome here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, the number to call if you want to talk to us tonight. 855-450-3733, and that is, of course, the Pro-XBN toll-free call-in lines.
The drug war is something that the government has really profited from. They've got tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of little legionnaires that go out and prosecute their drug war in whatever fashion.
Yeah.
They take things from people. They harm people's lives. You really got to ask yourself, what's worse, the marijuana or the sentence that you get for the possession of it? The Silk Road is and was an online drug marketplace that made the world of the world of procuring drugs safer, because it's driven into the black market. You have the most unsavory of people who are dealing in these things. But Silk Road, eliminated that. It put in a system where people could, you know, give ratings to drug dealers. When was the last time you heard of a Better Business Bureau for drug dealers?
And actually, there were studies done on it that said it reduced violence in the drug trade because, right. Of course, it's better to get a package in the mail that contains whatever drug you're ordering than have to go to some back alley somewhere.
More, yeah, or there wasn't any more turf wars, you know, between various drug groups.
A guy named Andrew Jones was either involved or not involved. We haven't seen the results of the court case.
Allegedly.
Allegedly involved. And if he was involved, frankly, he's a hero for saving people's lives. And if he wasn't, he's innocent. And either way, with a prosecution in this area, the government manages to forward the ball one step further in the war on drugs, because now they can say, oh, yeah, you can't help people in this arena because, you know, the way they procured this stuff, illegal, all kinds of reasons why the government's case is weak and they shouldn't win.
Not only that, it just has broad implications for freedom in general. So the government's constantly fighting with itself about whether bitcoins are money or whether they are property for tax purposes.
Yep,
the IRS says that they're property. FinCEN says it's money and you can be convicted of money laundering or whatever. But this case could actually define property as such that anyone who's trading in property, gold or furniture or bitcoins or whatever, could be charged with money laundering, which wasn't previously the case.
And that's one of the reasons why you should go to DrewsDefense.org and help him with his defense, because it's helping you in the process. You never know when the war on drugs has harmed everybody, and that's why I'm behind DrewsDefense.org.
Very good. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, and talk to Uncle Fudd listening in Kentucky. Hey, Uncle Fudd, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you? You know, I called in a while back. I don't know if you were there, but I think maybe these young men were that I was talking to, and one of them tried to engage me in debate. Unfortunately, it was after they had disconnected from me, so it's hard to reply when you when you want to criticize something I said or critique it.
Who it was, but perhaps it was Ian. He's usually in the first chair 6 nights a week.
Yeah, he's not here tonight. Anyway, yeah, that's good. That's irrelevant. The point I was really calling about was about the incredible cosmological changes that the Earth is going through right now. That
cosmological? Okay.
Okay, tell us more about those.
Planetary, solar system-wide changes.
Yep, I'd like to hear more about that. What do you mean?
It's manifested on this planet a lot of times as earthquakes, volcanoes, strange upwellings, and falling away of land. And in the solar system, there's a lot of debris that we see coming down as fireballs. I don't know if you've experienced any of these massive fireballs.
Meteors?
No, they're a little different. They're not meteors. I've been a sky watcher all my life, you see. Being on the mountaintop, I get a good view without a lot of lights. But coming back out of central Tennessee into central Kentucky, one night we saw twin fireballs come down about 2 seconds apart, in an arc, less than probably 2 degrees apart, on the same trajectory. They're slow, they're massive. But anyway, that's just one thing. Let's not get hung up on one little detail of fireballs. You can look it up. So, I mean, there's tons of people that see them.
At least this year there's been over 300 reports of just fireballs, and they are different from meteors.
Okay, and so what about the earthquakes? Is there an unusual amount of tectonic activity too?
Yeah, and the volcanoes. The volcanoes are in the hundreds now, acting up. What they call dormant volcanoes are acting up. But this is a cyclic thing. See, that's the thing that is hidden from us, is the fact that these cycles of change happen time and again. And
so what is the cause of the cycle?
There are a lot of causes, because, you know, it's like everything as above as below, everything is connected. So you have local causes, you have global causes, and you have cosmic causes. And they all seem to coordinate in massive cycles because this debris, all this electrical...
What would be the cosmic causes of these changes?
It is a cycles of interaction between Earth and other massive objects other than our sun. It's a change in our sun. It's the interaction of our solar system with massive bodies. For instance, Venus came into our solar system rather of late, and when it went through, it scalped the northern hemisphere of Mars and planted itself in orbit. And
Venus and Mars are separated by a large gap of space. How did they come that close?
They are now, but I'm telling you that at one time it's what you might call a comet that went by, and because of the electrical differential, it's a lot about electrical differential, and that's how you're going to get through.
Okay, so this sounds a lot like Emanuel Velikovsky's work.
It has a lot to do with that. Yeah,
from the 70s.
What is Emanuel? Hold on, let's look at that, Brian.
Emanuel Velikovsky is an author. He's a scientist from the 70s.
Hold on a minute, Uncle Fed. We want to talk to Brian about what this is.
Yeah, and he theorized that various celestial bodies, you know, that being planets, or what would end up being planetoids, had come through and pretty much played a game of galactic billiards inside of our solar system. And actually, he even attributes this to the moment in the Bible where the sun stand still for a day. I mean, it explains away a lot of historical context, which I'm sure Uncle Fudd is probably referencing. But so I guess my question that I'm wondering, let's say this whole galactic game of billiards happened and it causes all these changes. Who is trying to hide this from us and why?
Well, because it's a power. For one thing, you can tell, some of the things they want just from their public declarations continually. I have heard so many
But who's they? Who's they?
Well, for instance, Henry Kissinger saying that he wants to get rid of third world populations, Africa. We need the resources, so we have to depopulate it.
So you have a new world order. Now, why? Why are they hiding these facts?
It's power, son. It's power. Can you imagine if you know and no one else does? Take the Georgia Guidestones. If you want to kill 90%, 95% of the population, then there it is. If they're unprepared, if
all
they're
right, quick,
closed,
Uncle Fudd, what do we do
we
to
got
prepare
one minute
for
left.
It?
Go.
What do you do to prepare for it? What do you do about it?
I didn't hear you. Have to repeat that.
Okay, we have 1 minute left. Tell me what I do.
Well, you have to raise your own energy. You have to be ready to go to the next level, to the next platform, this planet.
What's the next level?
It's never a dead end. It's never a dead end. I talked to you about this before, about medicine, about energy, about raising your energy, about raising your vibration. Your electric field, your electronic field, the field of your body can be increased, and you can do that, and it can withstand anything, radiation.
So you're saying we need to ascend?
No, I'm saying you need to energize your body.
Thanks for the call, Uncle Fudd. That's about all we have time for right now. Let's talk to Matthew in Florida. Hey, Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, I just wanted to talk about the comments that your vote really doesn't matter. And I'm kind of here to dispute that because the vote does matter. And
all right, yeah, I'd like to talk about the evidence for that. If you would hold the line, please, Matthew, and we'll talk about does your vote actually matter? You can call us if you have thoughts on the subject or anything else that's on your mind at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Hour number two of the show's coming up.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.